And people that get mad with us, quit calling us fat motherfuckers. Because we already know that. Y'all act like that bothers us. That don't bother us. Lady called me the other day, you fat motherfucker. I just looked at her. You want to make me mad, you tell me Popeye chicken going out of business. Well, I set this theater on fire. And Krispy Kreme donut will make you wreck your damn car, won't they? You'll be riding normal, that damn hot light come on, boom. You run there, give me six of them glaze. Six glaze, six glaze. Then the lady says some shit like this. You can get six more for a dollar. You be like, you bullshit. Go put them in there, put them in there. Nigga, I can eat a dozen, my teeth won't even touch them. You think I'm bullshit? I can inhale them. That's like chicken wing. Y'all eat chicken wing, be biting around the bone. I just got that. Wow. Wow. My little girl like, Daddy, you ain't even eating them. You don't supposed to. You supposed to inhale the chicken wing. I got a brother ain't laughing. Hang on. Am I funny? All right. Right down this aisle right here. Bam! See with the green. Put it on the green sweater right there. Button all the way to the top with the glasses right there. You better smile like you're doing a Dentine commercial. I'm sitting up here telling jokes, this motherfucker. I dive down now. I would do it now, but I hurt 4 or 5 people. I'm silly, man. I can't help it. And I'm tired of old people. I'm tired of old people saying what they want to say to us and hurting our feelings and walking off. And old people do it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you talk as a child when an old person says something to you, you don't talk back. But now I am an adult. I let their ass have it. I'm in church Sunday. I spoke to this old lady. I said, hey, ma'am, how you doing? She said, hey, baby, how big you gonna get? I say, bitch, how old you gonna get? She got mad. You fat motherfucker, you old bitch. We in church now. What's up, player? What's up, baby? Ain't nothing but love pimping. Y'all all right? Y'all come on in. Everything is cool. That girl got that red leather on. Work it, goddamn. Work it, girl. Bless her heart. She's with an artist. He don't know what to say. I joined that fat ass nigga. He better be glad he got the mic. Hey, baby, you okay? Bless his heart. That's what old people say about you when something wrong with you. Bless your heart. At. You ever been in church, somebody got an ugly baby? Your grandmama walked from nowhere. Is that your baby? Bless his heart. That mean that baby is fucked up. These people coming in late like we started earlier. What's that? I got my cousin. Hey, girl. How you doing, baby? I love you. Goddamn, that's my first cousin. Don't you start no shit. Ooh, woo! Girl, you doing something to me in that brown suede. Goddamn, don't make me pay every bill in your house. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. These motherfuckers coming in late. Look at this nigga here. He probably sells cell phones and beepers. Got them new cell phone, got them free phone. You go to the mall, got them free phone. You walk to the counter, and that shit really ain't free. If you get $500, I'm stupid. You ever notice stuff about people that people don't know they doing? Like I got a partner, he always shake his head when he talk to you. You ever seen a nigga like that? His name Jimmy. I be like, what's happening, Jimmy? He be like, shit, ain't nothing, baby. I'm like, what's wrong with your head? Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with my head. He do the shit so much, I start doing it. I said, so what's going on? He said, what's wrong with your head? I said, ain't shit wrong with my head. We went to McDonald's, we looking at the menu like this. The goddamn girl waiting on the tomato. What the fuck wrong with y'all? What y'all want? Bitch, what's wrong with your head? Ain't nothing wrong with my head. They're like, you don't supposed to mess with a person that has a dysfunction in their life, am I right? Your parents teach you not to bother anybody that has a problem. But we get here today, and we go by a drugstore. I didn't know the manager had a stuttering problem. Now, it wasn't no stutter like, giggy, giggy. He kind of held his words and couldn't get it out. And I walked in. I said, hey, how you doing? He said, oh. I thought he was fucking with me. I got back to the register. He said, all right. I said, you just finished that? I've been in here for 10 minutes. I got a cousin, he could never say Bruce. He'd be like, Bruce, 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 Bruce. I'd like, man, write me a note. He wrote a note like that. Bruce, 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 Bruce. Tell me in Braille. I am silly as a bone. Hey, you ever know something? Anybody here watch pornos? Do you know it's a difference between black and white pornos? Do you know white pornos have a concept? You know how they met and everything? Because white people got this thing, they say, well, all right. You ever know that? Well, let's have a party. Well, all right. Tell a black person, let's have a party. Shit, who gonna buy the shit? But it's a difference between black and white pornos. I looked at a white porno the other night. Lady walked up, hey, Jeff. Hey, what's going on, Beth? Chuck told me you was over here. Well, all right. Then that music came on. Ding, 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 ding. Nigga, black portals are not like that. Soon as you put a black tape in, you put it in mass play, click, a click, a click, a click, a click, a click. Nigga, looking all in the camera, what's happening, player? A click, a click, a click, a click, a click, a click. Go back to the white. Ding, 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 ding. Is it me or is it hot in here? Shit. But they got a heat on hell. Got a brother sweating. What's up, pimp? You all right? My man. Everything all right? Yeah, man, I feel like a player. How you doing, ma'am? Okay. They just coming in late. Yeah, they ain't gonna start on time. I don't know who they told you that, because this brother started on fucking time. But look, anybody ever go to the mall and they be giving out food on that toothpick in the food court? Man, I walked past that lady about 12 times. Making faces like I'm somebody else, goddamn. Okay. She told me, you been by here. I'm like, give me that goddamn juice. And people that have children, beat your children. Go home, wake them up, beat them. They have done something you don't know about. You do not have to reason with a child. You are the parent, and what you say goes. You understand? White people, quit making deals with your kids. You do not have to make a deal with a child. You understand what I'm saying? My mama used to make a deal. She said, buddy, cut the front yard. When you get through, don't forget the back. And that's the motherfucking deal. My mother used to threaten me before we go anyway. Anybody know what I'm talking about? She like, Bruce, we going to Kmart and don't ask me for shit. I got in Kmart, I saw a fire truck, I wanted so bad, I'm looking at that motherfucker. I want that fire truck. I want that goddamn fire truck right now. I want that fire truck. My daddy came around the corner, you see something you want? He like, what is it? He said, that fire truck? I said, yeah, but mama told me don't ask her for shit. My daddy said, well, damn, you trying to get us both fucked up. Beat your children. And one thing about kids got questions, and parents, you got to have an answer. And do not tell your kids anything and get them out your face, because kids don't forget nothing. So make sure you tell your kids the truth the first time, because they're going to hit you with the same question down the line to see if they get the same answer. When I was 7 years old, my uncle used to tell me anything just to get me out of his face. You know what I'm saying? We was in the car waiting on my undercar at the grocery store. I was 7 years old. I saw a person I had never seen before in my life. I told my uncle, I said, hey, he said, what? I said, I just seen a little bitty boy man. He said, what? I said, I just seen a little bitty boy man. He said, what the fuck is a little bitty boy man? I said, there he is, he coming out the store right there. My uncle said, man, that's a midget. I said, where they come from? This man said, short dicks. Every time I seen a midget, I hit daddy got a short dick. And here I am grown, believe that shit today, you know what I mean? And on the same token, you got to have an understanding with your kids, so when it's time of trouble, they'll come to you. Because if a child trusts you, they'll tell you anything. But you got to build that one-on-one personal relationship with your children. So I'm telling you, if a child trusts you, they'll tell you anything. And what I mean by this, if your child get in trouble, you're up for them to come to you than anybody else, am I right? So, my kids are not cool. Let me take my 14-year-old son, asked me the other day. He said, hey, Dad, can I ask you something? I said, yeah, man, what's up? He said, man, it's been on my mind. I said, what is it? I'm thinking something wrong. He said, man, don't you hate when you sit down and use the bathroom and your thing fall in the water? I said, wait a minute, hold on, hold on. I saw you standing here telling me your dick in the water. Nigga, my dick ain't touching the toilet seat. I looked them straight in the eye. I said, boy, I know what you're talking about. Son, dick bigger than mine. That can't be my real son. I know they don't make dicks like that no more. I know what I'm talking about. My granddaddy had a dick that long. You know what I mean? You know how old men get real old? You had to give him a bath? My granddaddy took off his clothes. We thought we were retarded. We're like, granddaddy, what the hell wrong with you? We had to put a dick in the tub first. Ah, he's sitting in the tub. Yeah, boy, you to knock him down, this motherfucker. I'm like, damn, granddaddy, you die. Can I have that, mama? I don't want no money on that. Let me get that dick off you, player. So beat your children. And fellas, women do fuck around. But the reason they don't get caught, because women playing shit. And when a woman fucks another man, he lives across town, out of town. Fellas, we fuck with next door neighbor co-workers, wondering how she found out. And you'll never catch a woman. If you do catch her, you better believe somebody told on her. Because one thing about women, women have a plan. Then they have a backup plan. Then they have a backup plan, the backup plan. Women's shit is in order. Women are thinking while you sleep at night. That's why you can wake up at 3 in the morning, look at your girl, she looking right at your ass. You be like, damn, you ain't sleep. She be like, no, I'm thinking about something. That's why I gotta have a woman down with me, and I mean down with me thoroughly. That mean if I go somewhere and get into a fight and we're together, that mean we get into a fight. I don't need you hollering and screaming until I stop the fight. I need you jabbing that nigga. Because if I get my ass whooped when we get home, you get your ass whooped. That's just how I go. And one thing about women, they will help you to the car and nurse you back to health. But in the back of her mind, you got your ass whooped. And it might not come up to 6 months to a year later, but it's going to come up because women don't forget shit. You and her get arguing at home, you're like, girl, I will whoop your ass. And she be like, hold on, hold on, hold on. You going to whoop my ass, but you couldn't beat that dude ass at the club? You be like, girl, shut up. I had on my dress shoe. It's like when you make love to your woman and you come fast. She ain't gonna say nothing that night, but that morning, women know how to fuck with you. Get right up. Good morning, Minute Man. You trying to get mad. Go on with that bullshit. Hey, kids, breakfast will be ready in just a minute. I told you cut that shit out. The school bus will be here in about 1 minute. Go ask your dad. He knows about that. Oh, there go my other cousin. What's up, baby? Nigga, like he don't know, man. Put the camera on. What's up, fur cousin? You all right? All right, man. I like you don't know me. Girl, go on and walk with that coat. Go on and walk with it. Walk with it. I used to be that dude height right there. About 6'8", I gained in weight. That shit, come on down. Watch yourself, player. Watch yourself. You hear me? This nigga coming in like he don't give a fuck right here. What's up, player? That nigga don't give a damn. Fuck this shit. I shoot up the goddamn play. I don't mess with them young niggas, because they like to shoot then talk. Yeah, I shot that nigga Creel up. Did you talk to him? No, I ain't said nothing to him. Hate dumbass people. Here comes some more people coming down the steps. And I'm going to say something to the women. Big women, I love you, but quit approaching me like we're going to make something happen. Ain't nothing we can do. Look at a workout tape or go kill a buffet. That's it. Big women be approaching me like they 90 pounds. I'm like, damn, come on now. Look at me. Shit. I know how I look naked. Damn. I took a shower tonight and walked by the mirror. I thought I seen somebody else in the room. Oh, damn, that's me. I thought I seen a nigga wave. What's happening, player? You know you fat when another fat motherfucker look at you and go, God damn. Nigga, what did you eat? I don't want none of that. I don't want. I'm telling you, I got a cousin a little bit bigger than me, right? Oh, yeah, he a big motherfucker. He went and bought a 1999 Ford Escort. He came on my house. Let go get something to eat. I said, shit, where I'm going to sit? He said, I get in the front, you get in the back. I said, God damn it, let's ride. We going down the street, calling like a full of people. Everybody, man, look at all them people in that car. Police pulled us over. All six of y'all get out. This is bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was six people drive on. This joke will be. You ever see somebody so big when they eating, they be humming? You know what I'm talking about? We was in the restaurant, and they like, then he just gave out a breath. like, you all right? Yeah, I'm straight. I'm sorry. What's up, brother? You all right? I'm not going to bother you. Damn. He tensed up. Yeah, I'm fine. How about you? You know when a brother speaks straight, they don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, I'm straight. How you doing? Go ahead on, nigga. Go ahead on. But you fellas, you all that are married and have women, y'all quit making your woman tell you what to wear. Some of y'all be having on some bullshit. Your woman be sharp as hell. You got a Charlie Brown sweat on. She be like, it's fine, it's fine. You be like, for real, baby, will I lie to you? Then your boy see you, damn, player, where you get that sweater? Look like a Rubik's Cube up in this one. Is it Coogi? I have salsa. What's up, bro? You all right? I'm for y'all. Relax. It's all right. Nigga all militant. What? Light-skinned brother, man. Y'all used to be the shit, though. 78, 79, 8, 81. Ever since we got Tyrese, y'all niggas in trouble. Y'all had Chico DeBarge, you know what I'm saying? But Tyrese, that nigga put the brothers on the map. When I was growing up, I couldn't get no girlfriend. Girl be like, leave me alone, little black-ass boy. You know, I could jump. Go ahead on, nappy-headed girl. I talk about people, mom and everything. I know your mama. Your mama messing with my uncle. No, she ain't. I'm telling you, my uncle done hit her. Get them people on the stair, player. They just walking in like ain't shit happening. What's up, player? Nigga, hatline sitting kind of back a little bit. I didn't want to say nothing, but that motherfucker is damn near in the middle of his head. Did you see that shit? It's either the barber cutting his hair too far back or his forehead still growing. I'm just fucking with you because you came in this motherfucker late. Can I get you all something? Look at that nigga there with the turtleneck on. Put the camera on him. What's up, player? Look like a short Robert Townsend. Listen, y'all. I don't care if you're stealing cars, anything you do in life, put God first. Okay? Now, let me let you all on in a little secret. Most comedians always have an ending joke that they do, and they be like, peace, I'm out of here. I don't do that. I don't tell jokes. I tell the real life stories and make them funny. So when I get to performing on stage, I don't have an ending joke. I just walk the fuck off. Hey, cuz, they making you get up again. I know how it is. I went through the shit. What's up, Robert Townsend? You okay? You with a turtleneck, nigga, you. He's looking around. You, nigga, turtleneck this thick. When did you get that, motherfucker? That is a collector's item. You better not cough, goddamn. Nigga, how many you got? You got two of them? That ain't enough. You better get 50 and keep them cooking. But look, I don't have an ending joke because I don't tell jokes. So when I get to performing on stage, I just walk the fuck off. Okay? One love.